And primarily, when you look at Buncombe County on a scale of 1 to 100, the North Carolina Department of Commerce ranks Buncombe County. Buncombe County was ranked 91st, so we're ranked in the top 10. So when these sales taxes were added on things like oil changes, mobile home delivery installation, appliance repair, none of those tax dollars will be staying in Buncombe County because we are seen as one of the more successful counties. The question I had, the problem I had, was that counties like Chatham, Orange, and Union, which are all ranked better economically than Buncombe County, will be getting some of those tax dollars. Meanwhile, counties like Jackson County, which is ranked one of the most underperforming counties in the state, will get zero of those tax dollars. So no one could explain to me at the legislative staff level, none of the finance chairs could explain to me, to my satisfaction, how this formula was created. And I couldn't ask people in my district to pay increased taxes to have that money go to a county that is, by all measures, doing better than Buncombe County. And especially when you contrast it with counties like Jackson, who are struggling, that they're not getting any of this extra help. No one could explain to me why this was the way it is. And I know Senator Apodaca has said that I'm confused and I don't understand how this sales tax redistribution works, but no one has offered forth an explanation to me and has said to me, here's the formula we used, here's the data we used, so that I can sit there and say, okay, I understand now. So help me understand why Jackson County, which is a tier one county, one of the most underperforming counties in the state, is getting zero. In Chatham County, which is a tier three county, one of the highest performing, actually the highest performing in the state, is getting about a 1 to 3% increase.
And Apodaca said that specifically about you?
Yes. I mean, I am confused by the fact that they have not been able to explain how this formula was created.
Let's say, had the redistribution of the sales taxes not been included, would you have been okay with the expanded sales tax provisions?
Well, I don't like a lot of the sales tax provisions that are in there. A couple of years ago, we increased the sales tax on mobile homes. Now we're adding sales tax to the delivery and installation. Now, mobile homes play an important role in sort of the housing ecosystem in Buncombe County. And to add additional cost to folks who are trying to get into potentially their first home, or folks who are trying to make ends meet, that doesn't seem the right way to go for me. You know, people who tend to be working class or middle class tend to have older vehicles. And so they're the ones who are most likely going to be having repairs to their cars. And so now we're adding sales taxes to maintenance and repair vehicles. So a lot of these new taxes that we've added are really going to disproportionately affect folks, I think, that are in my district. And so I couldn't support that.